something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here, and on the line we have the very lovely Holly White. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, feeling good, very excited.
Well, listen, it's going to be a busy time for you because you are very involved this year in the Taste of Dublin, the festive season. So tell me all about this and how you came to be involved, Holly.
It is one of the best foodie events, and I was so lucky to be in the summer one in the Ivy Gardens, and it's such an honour to come back for Christmas. I also think it's a brilliant way to see lots of live demonstrations, because like most people, I find I need to see how do you do that, and I think it's a brilliant way for people to kind of meet some of their favourite chefs and get loads of inspiration as well.
Now, have you ever been one of these people who just couldn't be bothered cooking though? Because some days when you get in after a long day, you're kind of going, oh, what can I do in 5 minutes?
Oh no, I'm a huge believer in, like, if something isn't practical, it's not sustainable. And I also think, like, a lot of people are quite surprised that, you know, if I have friends coming around for the weekend, I go to all the effort. When it's midweek, when it's Wednesday, it needs to be one pot, 5 minutes done. And I'm a big, big believer in, you know, batch cooking, stocking up your freezer, things that you can come home from a busy, stressful day and they can be turned around in 15, 20 minutes. And also always cooking, double my dinner so I have it for lunch the next day. And you have to be practical, you have to be realistic. I love cooking, but the reason I love it is because I don't do it all the time.
You're going to be talking, I assume, about Christmassy food that's vegan, though.
That's it, exactly. I've been vegan now for 6 years. I've actually been spending the past 3 months at this stage now developing vegan Christmas recipes. What I try and do is just keep taste at the forefront and just make sure whatever I'm creating is something that everyone will enjoy, vegan or not.
Because I think some people think that if someone is vegan, that means that they live on dust. Do you know that kind of way? And you don't ever eat anything nice or anything tasty.
The thing is, you can have everything, but you have to be creative. That's the most important element of it all. I'm a real foodie. I'm really into taste. I'm really into flavour. And I ate meat and I ate everything up until I was 30. So I kind of still know that idea of, like, what are the textures or what kind of flavours are you looking for? But it is to try and take on the challenge. And I'm lucky enough now that this is my job, so I can spend a couple of days at home, like, experimenting with different things.
So what would your advice be then for somebody who's thinking about Christmas and they do have a vegan in the family? Maybe it's the first year they have a vegan in the family because it's really kind of taken off now. What would you suggest that could be cooked for them?
If I'm brutally honest, what I would actually suggest to them is, if they're the one in the whole, I think Christmas is stressful enough as it is, I'd ask them to bring their own dish. I have no problem coming to a party bringing my own dish. But simple things such as when you're doing the roasties, if you're putting duck fat or, you know, some of the gravy from the turkey on top of it, keep a little portion of them separate, no butter on the veg. I love simple, like maybe a bit of rosemary, olive oil and garlic. So again, loads and loads of flavours, not just plain steamed carrots. And maybe if you want to get a bit more adventurous, something like maybe a nut roast as well. And in terms of gravy, you need a really good vegan gravy. It's tricky to make, but you know, it is worth it. You are dealing with almost starting from scratch for a lot of things, but the key thing is keep the veg separate from any butter, oils or turkey, but definitely, you know, loads of herbs, loads of garlic, just to get the flavour there.
I'm just looking at your blog here, Holly, holly.ie, and I'm looking at the photographs of your beautifully sparkly clean home. Please tell me that's not really your home and that you just rented a place just for the photo shoot. Well, you're putting us all to shame.
Please look at the nice tidy photos, but I can promise you that's not an honest reflection at the moment.
Are there days when the hair is greasy and you're in your PJs till 12 o'clock?
12, like the entire day. And that's it. And you know, the thing with being self-employed, because I know a lot of people are kind of interested in blogging or being self-employed, the reality is you just have to keep going. And there's some days when it's lovely, I can take a long lunch.
It must be financially an absolute headache sometimes, because you don't really know what's coming in from week to week, do you?
No, I suppose being self-employed, my dad is, and I think I grew up with seeing how hard he works. But also what I will say is, no one will ever care more about your business than you. And if it is something that's in your heart and you're passionate for it, and if you feel like, you know what, I can really, really give this a go, then great. The only thing is, there's no guarantees. This time next year, my life might be different, but I feel lucky enough that on a month by month basis things are busy. But if you ask me what's January looking like, I can't tell you, but I've been through, you know, enough years at this stage to try and not worry. Thankfully at the moment it's worked out.
Right. Well, listen, I better let you go because you are booked up for the day. We're going to check out your website as well, holly.ie, and you're going to be at the Taste of Dublin festive event, which is food on Christmas. Nothing better, really, is there?
Oh, I know. I know what it is. It's a social day. I'm there on Saturday the 30th. I don't think there's anyone who wouldn't want to spend the day maybe having a little glass of wine, tasting, watching a bit of food demonstration. So looking forward to it all so much.
There's Holly White. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.